This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah asked party workers and leaders to ensure victory in the ensuing assembly elections in Tamil Nadu. In a closed-door meeting at Tiruchi today, he stressed the importance of taking the failures of the ruling DMK to the people of the state and work hard towards success in elections. He underlined the need to expose corrupt ministers of the DMK government. He also had discussions with leaders of the AIADMK to undertake the journey in challenging the present ruling dispensation of the state. Mr. Shah, in a public meeting yesterday, accused the DMK government of aiming for dynastic rule and misleading people with anti-Hindu stand. He said the time has come for the DMK to overthrow the government in the state assembly elections. He also asked the BJP Karyakartas to take forward the welfare schemes of the Modi government to the people at large. The Home Minister also led discussions on the election strategy to defeat the tainted DMK and its alliance partners in the next assembly elections, which is due in a few months. He also said that elections in Bihar, Odisha and other states with BJP alliance had a massive victory will be accorded here in Tamil Nadu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted that the world is looking at India with hope and optimism and wants to invest in its innovative youngsters. He pointed out the solutions to some of the most pressing global challenges are also emerging from the country. Prime Minister Modi said Somnath Temple's survival over the past 1,000 years reflects the country's indomitable civilization spirit. Mr. Modi wrote this in an op-ed marking the historic milestone of 1,000 years since the first attack on Somnath Temple in Gujarat in the year 1026. Prime Minister Modi said it was in January 1026 that Mahmud of Ghazni attacked this temple, seeking to destroy a great symbol of faith and civilization through a violent and barbaric invasion. He said 1,000 years later, the temple still stands as glorious as ever, because of the countless efforts to restore Somnath to his erstwhile grandeur. Later, Mr. Modi shared an audio on the issue on social media platform.
Somnath हमें यह बताता है कि घृणा और कट्टरता में विनाश की विकृत ताकत हो सकती है, लेकिन आस्था में सृजन की शक्ति होती है। करोड़ों श्रद्धालुओं के लिए सोमनाथ आज भी आशा का अनंत नाद है। यह विश्वास का वह स्वर है जो टूटने के बाद भी उठने की प्रेरणा देता है। अगर 1,000 साल पहले खंडित हुआ सोमनाथ मंदिर अपने पूरे वैभव के साथ फिर से खड़ा हो सकता है, तो हम 1,000 साल पहले का समृद्ध भारत भी बना सकते हैं।
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi will visit Somnath Temple in Gujarat on Sunday. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today inaugurated the National Primary Standard Facility for Solar Cell Calibration and the National Environmental Standard Laboratory at the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research National Physical Laboratory, CSIR, NPL in New Delhi. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today unveiled a book titled Khutab e Modi Lal Kila ki Fasil se in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan informed that this book is a compilation of PM Modi's Independence Day speeches from 2014 to 2025. Indian Railways utilized over 80% of capital expenditure in first 3 quarters of the current financial year. The Minister of Railways informed that Indian Railways has spent 2,03,138 crore rupees out of the total gross budgetary support of 2,52,200 crore rupees by the end of December 2025. The ministry said that the expenditure is primarily focused on safety measures, capacity enhancement, infrastructure modernization, and passenger amenities. The Uttar Pradesh government has decided to give a 3-year relaxation in the upper age limit for the applicants of recently advertised UP Police and PSC Constable recruitment. The decision was taken in the directions of Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. A major gas leak from an operational ONGC oil well was reported in a village in Andhra Pradesh, Konasima district. The oil well is located in Irusumanda village of Konasima's Razol area in Krishna Godavari Basin. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu reviewed the situation and was briefed on containment and relief measures. And that is the end of this news bulletin.